Oh, Gal, a lot of talk about Nick Kyrgios this morning. Did you see his antics?
No, but I've heard a week or two ago that he doesn't even like the game and he only played because his parents made him. So that's a bit interesting. I'm not sure his parents feel that way.
No, he dead set gave up.
Yeah, he did.
Dead set gave up today, last night.
It was a little bit like someone running directly at you, Gal, and you just stepped aside and let them in to score. Now, that did happen in my career. But I wouldn't imagine it happened in yours.
Well, I hope not, that's for sure. Yeah, that's different, but hopefully he's okay and he gets back on the horse.
Mate, we ran into Laurie Daly in the foyer of the hotel last night and he said, you guys over the weekend trained the house down. He was really happy.
Yeah, look, mate, it's been really good, to be honest, and every session's gone up a level. And, you know, as far as preparation goes, couldn't ask for too much more, to be honest. We've got one more session today that we'll go to this morning, but other than that, it's been unbelievable. So the intensity and how much the boys, you know, particularly on Thursday last week, you know, I was still out of the contact, but we did a heavy contact session, and it was game like Clemmer and, you know, Woods and Tarmow and all the big boys just absolutely ripping into each other. So, look, as I said, mate, preparation's anything to go on. You know, we're well prepared.
That's a really good sign. In fact, we touched our heads because Laurie said it's nearly gone too well.
Yeah, that's. Look, at the end of the day, guys, the best preparation is for a game is to have, you know, perfect preparation, and we've done that. So if we can tick that box, we'll be very confident. But at the end of the day, it comes down to the 80 minutes. When you get out on the field and there's so many things that can, go good or bad for you, as far as, you know, injuries and penalties and, you know, how well the other team turn up. As far as we go, we turn up with our heads very clear, knowing that we've done everything we can to play well, and we've just got to get out there and do it during the 80 minutes.
And the other thing that's been spoken about a lot this morning is the effect on Cameron Smith come tomorrow night, and I suppose that's down to the individual, isn't it? He can either respond positively, negatively, or it doesn't make a change.
Yeah, that's right. It's it's a tough situation to be in. You know, as you guys know, we sort of went through it at Cronulla for 2 years, and it is hard, but to be honest with you, the easiest part is he's playing on the field, so knowing what a great player he is and champion player that he's been for Queensland for a number of years, I think once he gets out on the field, he'll feel, you know, really at home, and hopefully doesn't have too good a game, we'll be able to stop him, that's for sure. But I don't think it's going to affect his performance at all.
So it will be a bit of a sanctuary for him, particularly being Suncorp as well, Gal.
Yeah, exactly. And knowing all the Queenslanders, how they are and how much they support him and how much his teammates will be behind him, as I said, it'll be a place of comfort for him and, in his mind anyway, because it's not going to be when we get out there, we're going to be ripping him, that's for sure. He's a big target of ours and, we'll make life as difficult as we can for him.
Mate, the Suncorp atmosphere and what have you, I mean, you know what it's like, mate. Can it be a problem?
Look, I enjoy it. I personally really enjoy it. You know, I love running out there and hearing them boo. And you know, the best part about it is when you're going well, you can't hear them too much. So that's our goal for tomorrow night. Obviously, keep them as quiet as possible. But, you know, all that we're focused on is the opposition 17 players. The atmosphere itself, it really is good to play in front of. But, you know, as much as I love bagging the Queenslanders, it's an amazing environment to be out there. And, it's just so close that the air's thicker. It's it's really, really special to play there. And as I said, it's even more special when they're quiet, and that's what we'll be keeping them quiet on Wednesday.
Younger guys in the side, I'm probably talking about like a Dave Clemmer and even the props that have done such a good job, Tarmo and Woods. Origin decider, Suncorp, it'll be rabid. It's the biggest game in the history of rugby league, really. It's a massive one. I guess, do they give you the indication they will handle it?
Yeah, they do. Look, they do, actually, yeah. I mean, someone like Clemmer, he's just a young kid. I'll tell you what, people think he's a lunatic and he's mad, and he is a bit. But I'll tell you what, he's so mature for a young kid. Once he gets on, like, away from the field, he's a lunatic. When he carries on and he yells and screams and he's funny, but you get him on the field, even at training, he listens intently to everyone. He wants to know what's going on. He trains his backside off. You know, he's really mature for a young kid in that position, and I don't think it's going to affect him. I think he'll enjoy it. Woods and Tarmow has been there before, and so has Woods. And Woods' series has been outstanding. You know, he's you know, there's question marks on him from the start of this series, from game one, and he's really come out and performed game one. He played even better game two, and, you know, there's no reason why he can't do it again tomorrow night.
And, Gal, I'm just thinking the qualities of the Blues side now to maybe a couple of years ago when you weren't winning. Is patience a big factor for you guys now, just understanding that if you sort of hang in through those tough periods, soak it up, then the opportunities will come down the back end of the game maybe?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, patience, building pressure. That's the biggest thing in rugby league. When you know, you get opportunities and you've got to take them when you can, but sometimes the defence is just too good and you don't always get the try. But so the next best thing is a repeat set of six, or, you know, a tackle 1 metre out from the try line and really rev up the next set in defence. And that's something that we've learned, whereas I suppose years gone by, we might have thrown a speculator or, you know, just not built pressure, let Queensland off the hook too easy. And that's something that we spoke about. You know, we really have to do tomorrow night. Even in game two, we let them off the hook a few times coming out of their end. We really just want to make them work for 80 minutes. And we believe if we make them work hard for 80 minutes, we'll be fitter and stronger than them. And, you know, we can get the win.
What do you think will happen with Robbie Farah?
Oh, look, he'll have a final run this morning. He's been going okay. So we'll just have to wait and see, boys. It's a bit of a team only knows.
Yeah, I know. He's going to be hard to tell. It'll be hard to tell him he's not playing, I suppose.
Oh, look, I think the decision will come down to Robbie at the end of the day. I think, he's the only one who really knows, to be honest. I mean, Laurie will give him every opportunity and the coaching staff and the players will trust his decision. But, you know, he's the only one who knows how sore it is when he's tackling and, wrestling, I suppose, and falling on it. So I guess we'll find out.
Yeah. And in that, how's Ennis gone through the camp?
Oh, he's been really good. He's been good, even in team meetings and things like that. He's been popping up. I actually had a chat to him first day when he came in, and I said, mate, don't take a back seat. Make sure you're the normal McGinnis. And he has been. He's been really, really good. And now even Clemmer and Big Woody come up to me one day and he goes, oh, that McGinnis not a bad bloke, is he? I said, no, he's a good bloke. He goes, God, he's a so-and-so on the field. I said, mate, but he's a good bloke to play with and he's a good fella off the field. So, yeah, everyone's been impressed with him. He's been good.
So won't be a disruption if he plays? I mean, he's run most of the sessions
he's been in there. Yeah, won't be a disruption at all. And, the team will be fine.
Mm. All right. Your final couple of thoughts to the team, mate, before they run out?
Oh, look, I want to be really relaxed, to be honest. That's what I'm going to talk about today and talk about what I spoke to you guys earlier about the preparation. You know, the way to prepare for big games, is to prepare during the week really, really well. And we've done that. You know, we've ticked all the boxes, you know, and that's going to give us a lot of confidence going into it. And as I said, we just got to perform the way we performed at training and stick to the game plan throughout that 80 minutes. And if we do that, you know, I've got no doubt we can win this. That's for sure. We'll go into it very confident. And as long as we're aggressive, which we have been for the first two games, and particularly game two, if we're really aggressive, particularly through the middle, we can win. We'll win.
Yeah, absolutely, Gal. We believe, mate. We'll have our blue jerseys on in amongst the Queenslanders tomorrow. So if you hear a bit of a raucous, it might be TK and I copping it.
You'll be all right, boys. Appreciate your support.
Good on you, Gal. Take care.
Thanks, guys. See you later.
Play well tomorrow night. So it's the decider tomorrow night.